This week's newsletter shares an update on the proposal for nodes to share their current block template. It also summarizes is a paper that outlines a covenant-less vault construction. Also included are our regular sections. They announce new releases and release candidates. They also describe notable changes to popular Bitcoin infrastructure software. News continued discussion of block template sharing. Discussion continued around the proposal. Full node peers might occasionally send each other their current template for the next block. They would use compact block relay encoding. This is covered in newsletters 136 and 138. Feedback was raised. The concerns were about privacy and node fingerprinting. In response, the author decided to move the current draft to the Bitcoin Inquisition Numbers and Names Authority repository. This would address those considerations and refine the document. The draft was given the code BN-2025-0002. BSSL, a secure Bitcoin signing layer. Francesco Madonna posted to Delving Bitcoin about a concept that is a covenant-less vault model using Taproot, OP check sequence verify, and OP check lock time. Verify, in the post, he says it uses existing Bitcoin primitives, which is important because most vault proposals need a soft fork. In the design, there are three different spend paths. First, a fast path for normal operation where an optional convenience service can enforce the chosen delay. Second, a 1-year fallback with custodian B. Third, a 3-year custodian path in case of disappearance or inheritance events. There are 6 different keys, A, A1, B, B1, C, and CS, where B1 and C are custodially held and are only used at the same time in the recovery path. This setup creates an environment where the user can lock up their funds and be fairly sure that the custodians they have entrusted their funds to will not steal. While this does not restrict where the funds can move to like a covenant would, this setup does provide a more resilient scheme for self-custody with custodians. In the post, Francesco calls for readers to review and discuss the white paper before anyone tries to implement this idea. Releases and release candidates. New releases and release candidates for popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects. Please consider upgrading to new releases or helping to test release candidates. Bitcoin Core 30.0 is the latest version release of the network's predominant full node. Its release notes describe several significant improvements, including a new 2,500 cap on legacy SIGUPs in standard transactions, multiple data carrier OP return out puts now being standard, an increased default data carrier size to 100,000, a default minimum relay fee rate, an incremental relay fee rate of 0.1 sat per virtual byte, a default minimum block fee rate of 0.001 sat per virtual byte, improved transaction orphanage DOS protections, a new Bitcoin command line interface tool, an experimental interprocess communication, IPC mining interface for Stratum version 2 integrations, a new implementation of CoinStats Index, the NatPump option now being enabled by default, support for legacy wallets being removed in favor of descriptor wallets, and support for spending and creating truck transactions, among many other updates. Bitcoin Core 29.2 is a minor release containing several bug fixes for P2P, mempool, RPC, CI, docs, and other issues. Please see the release notes for more details. LDK 0.1.6 is a release of this popular library for building LNNabled applications that includes security vulnerability patches related to DOS and funds theft, performance improvements, and several bug fixes, notable code and documentation changes. Notable recent changes in Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, Eclair, LDK, LND, Libsect 2, 150, 6K1, Hardware Wallet Interface, HWI, Rust Bitcoin, BTC Pay Server, BDK, Bitcoin Improvement Proposals, BIPs, Lightning Bolts, Lightning Blips, Bitcoin Inquisition, and Binanas. Eclair 3180.4 improves the cooperative closing flow by resending a shutdown message upon reconnection when one had already been sent before disconnection, as specified in Bold 2. For simple Taproot channels, Eclair generates a new closing non-C for the resend and stores it, allowing the node to produce a valid closing SIG later. Core Lightning 8,590.7 prevents a crash that occurred when a direct peer returned a FAILMS response after CLEN sent a malformed onion message via Sendonian or Inject Paymentonian. Now Sulen treats this as a plain first-op failure and returns a clean error instead of crashing. Previously, it treated this as an encrypted Felonion that came from further downstream. LDK 4117 introduces an opt-in, deterministic derivation of the remote key that uses the static remote key. This allows users to recover funds in the event of a force close using only the backup seed phrase. Previously, the remote key depended on per-channel randomness, requiring channel state to recover funds. This new scheme is opt-in for new channels, but applies automatically when splicing existing ones. First, LDK 4077 adds splice pending and splice failed events. The splice pending event is emitted once a splice funding transaction is negotiated, broadcast, and locked by both sides, except when an RBF is used. The splice failed event is emitted when a splice aborts before locking because of an interactive transaction failure, a TX abort message, a channel shutdown, or a disconnection or reload while the channel is in a quiescent state. Second, LDK 4154 updates how primage on-chain monitoring works, so that claim transactions are only created for HDLCs whose payment hash matches the primage that is retrieved. Before this change, LDK tried to claim any claimable HDLC, including those that had expired and those whose primage was already known. That risked creating invalid claim transactions and could have caused a loss of funds if the counterparty timed out another HDLC before this one. Want more? For more discussion about the topics mentioned in this newsletter, join us for the weekly Bitcoin Optech recap on riverside.fm at 16:30 UTC on October 21st. The discussion is also recorded. You can find it on our podcast's page.